Please stop. Please, noble hunter, I beg of you, spare my life. No, you are not dreaming. Your mind is not playing tricks on you. My voice, the voice you now hear inside your head, belongs to the doe you've trapped in your snare. I am not a deer. I am what your people call a dryad, a nymph of the forest. We are daughters of the goddess Laleth, she who shapes all, guardian of the wilds. Through her favor, my race are attuned to spellcraft and many other supernatural abilities. That is how I am able to appear to you in the form of a young doe. And how you are able to hear my voice inside your head. Have no fear. I mean you no harm. Please, worthy hunter, I can see the kindness in your eyes. Be merciful. Release me. I cannot cast spells in the form of a deer. And I can't change form without the snare badly wounding my leg. Set me free, and I shall return your grace unto you 100-fold. I shall cast an enchantment that will bestow upon you that which your heart desires above all else. By the goddess, thank you. Right there, by my leg. Oh, that's it. I'm free. Thank you, gracious woodsman. Thank you. I owe you my life. Yes. Yes, of course. I will be true to my word. But first, I must return to my natural form.
Well, what do you think? You should see the look on your face. Surely you have heard stories of the dryad, beautiful enchanted maidens of the forest. But perhaps you did not expect that I would be quite so beautiful, or quite so immodest. I am a nymph. I do not wear clothing in the form of a doe, or a bird, or a tree, or any other creation under the watchful eye of the goddess. So naturally, I do not wear clothing in this form. It's all right. Do not be shy. You may look upon me freely. Gaze upon the softness of my skin. My graceful and subtle curves, the gentle weight of my breasts, the slender gap between my milky thighs. See, I take no offense. Now then, it's time for you to receive your reward. Oh, is that so? You wish to be lord and master over the realm of men. If I could, I would gladly make it so. But alas, such magic would be far beyond my influence. I promised you that which your heart desires above all else, and that is what you shall receive. However, I must make it clear to you that the manner in which this incantation manifests is not for either of us to decide. This enchantment will bring you satisfaction beyond your wildest dreams. It will fulfill your innermost longing. But it may not be what you expect, for most men do not understand the true nature of their heart. Do you understand? and still you wish to continue? Splendid. Now, before I can perform the incantation, you must be in a perfectly natural state. I'll ask you now to remove your clothes. Be not ashamed. It is only you and I here in this meadow. So this is the body of a hunter, muscled and stone-like from years of toil and savagery. It would seem that your god has blessed you between your legs. Such a member is a source of pride among men, is it not? Oh, calm yourself, hunter. Dryad are daughters of the goddess. We are enamoured only by softness and femininity. Neither your chiselled muscles nor your huge cock entice me, I assure you. Now, if you're ready to receive your gift, I am ready to begin the incantation. Relax. Clear your mind. Hear my voice. Relax, clear your mind, hear my voice.
Il sila hirin lu, e govad edwin, tolo anim naua, tolo go vadoven. Il sila hirin lu, e vadit win tolo anim naru tolo gova doven.
The power of the goddess surrounds us. Her essence flows through you. Can you feel it? Something is happening. You're changing. Your body is transforming before my very eyes. Your hair, it lengthens into long flowing curls of lustrous silk. Your muscles recede into lithe, slender limbs. And your skin, once scarred and calloused and patched with hair, becomes soft and supple, covered almost invisibly with the barest hint of girlish velvet. By the goddess, you've been remade. The aspect of beauty, a vision of absolute sensuality. I wish you could see yourself. Your face is like that of an angel. Doe-eyed, graceful and girlish, with lips so soft and pouty, I can't help but envision their touch. Behold thyself. Look down at your body. Your figure has become the very essence of femininity, so soft and nubile. Your brutish and masculine chest forgotten, and in its place bud the most beautiful and tender young breasts, pointed with such adorable, delicate pink nipples. Goddess me! Oh, gaze down past your flat, firm stomach, beneath your creamy, newly softened thighs. Your manhood, once grotesquely thick and long, withered down to a dainty, precious little cocklet. No, don't cover it up. By the grace of the goddess, it's perfect. So cute and hairless and sweet. Dear hunter, why do you recoil? Are you unhappy with your gift? Unhappy with the beautiful girl you've become? Oh, your voice! Did you hear how sweet and innocent you sound? A lovelier and more feminine tone I have not heard in some time. You're shaking. Sweet hunter, there is no need for distress. This is a joyous moment, for this body is what your heart has yearned for, whether you were aware of it or not. You precious angel, let me comfort you. Fold thyself into my embrace. Feel my arms envelop you, and the softness of our breasts so gently pressed together. Feel my heart beat against yours, the warmth of our thighs intertwined. Let me run my fingers through your silken hair. Let us touch gently, cheek to cheek. There, be still, be calm. Search your heart. It gives you great pleasure, does it not? To be a perfect, pretty young maiden. So sweet, so soft, so tempting. Feel my breath upon your ear. My lips scarcely grazing your neck. With me, sweet hunter. Or is it huntress? Oh, that's it. That's it. Embrace me, sweet girl. Oh, is that your goddess me? I can feel your manhood, or rather your girlhood, growing hard against my thigh. You liked that, didn't you? When I called you sweet girl. I feel it swell again. Your little cocklet is getting so stiff against me. That feels nice, doesn't it? Pressing your stiff little willy against my thigh, squirming and humping and moaning into me. It's all right, sweet girl. I welcome it. I want more. I want to feel your swollen little clitty against my skin. Oh, that's it. Snuggle against me. Skin to skin. Let your playful little nipples tease gently against my own. Oh, let your lips delicately trace across my cheek. Would you like to feel my lips against yours? I would like that very much, sweet girl. Look at me. Look into my eyes. I can feel you throbbing, little huntress. That's a good girl. Don't hold back. Grind your hips. Place that swollen little cocklet against my thigh and make yourself so stiff it hurts. That's a good girl now.
Let me reach down between us and wrap my fingers around that cute little cock. Oh, Huntress, you're whimpering. Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? My fingers wrapped around your perfect little clitty, stroking and pumping and squeezing. Ooh, she's so small and so swollen and absolutely dripping with pre-cum. Oh, go ahead, buck your hips for me. Oh, pump that little clitty into my hand. Oh, let me squeeze and stroke these beads of sweet nectar out of your cute little slit. Oh, yes. Get my hand all nice and slick with your sugary wetness. Oh, that's my sweet girl. Oh, that's it. Yes, wrap your arms around my shoulders and thrust your hips into me. Oh, milk yourself with my fingers. Oh, pump your little clitty into my hand. Oh, yes, pump, 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 pump. Back and forth, back and forth. Oh, pump, pump, pump. Yes, pump into my tight, wet little hand. Such a good girl. I love how you moan for me. Oh, doesn't that feel wonderful? Oh, fucking my hand with your aching little clitty. Oh, yes, I know it feels so nice on your swollen, perfect penis. Oh, but you know what would feel even better, don't you? That's right. Would you like to feel my soft, full lips wrapped around that aching little stiffy? Would you like to feel your throbbing little cock sliding between my pouty, perfect lips and into my hot, wet mouth? I cannot deny that it is all I can think about. I want to taste you, to suck on you, to work your pretty little girl cock with my mouth and tongue until you squirt and spurt and fill my throat with a thick, creamy load. Would you like that, princess? That's what I thought. Well, let me kneel down before you. By the goddess, your cute little cocklet is so, so swollen. She's twitching and throbbing with anticipation. You must be so worked up from my hand, just slowly milking your pretty little cock. So worked up, you're drooling and dribbling pre-cum from your pretty little tip. Shall I have a taste? Very well then. Just the tip. Your honey is so sweet. I can scarcely imagine how delicious your cum will be. Your cock tastes so good. It's so stiff and so perfect in my mouth. I love sucking your pretty little girl cock. I love twirling my tongue up and down your throbbing, pulsing little shaft, and wrapping my lips around your swollen little head. Teasing your little cock with my tongue. And swallowing the whole thing in my mouth. Oh, that's it, sweet girl. Buck your hips. Fuck my mouth with your little clitty. Yes. Fuck my mouth while I stroke your little shaft with just two fingers. That's it. That's my good girl. Harder. Fuck my face. Yes, pump your little cocklet between my lips. Let me stroke you into my mouth and suck your perfect little cock. I can feel how close you are. I can feel you squirming and shaking. Yes, yes, come for me, sweet huntress. Be a good girl and pump out all of you. Come for me. I will fill my mouth with your sweet sticky cream and let me swallow it all down. By the goddess, you came so much I could hardly contain it all, and yet I could not bear to spill a single drop. Sweet huntress, your milk is sweeter than anything I have tasted in 1,000 years. And if there should be even one more drop, I must devour it. Look into my eyes, sweet girl. You have blessed me with your milk. And yet your perfect little cock remains stiff and swollen and achingly beautiful. Are you not yet satisfied, noble huntress? Is there some other way I can please this perfect, adorable, swollen cock? Perhaps I can offer you something else your heart desires. As it happens, the goddess has seen fit to bless me with two more holes that hunger for your beautiful little girl cock. If I should turn away from you and present myself on all fours like this, does it please my beautiful huntress? Do you like how I offer myself to you, knees together, back arched? Does the sight of my pretty pink pussy glistening between my thighs make your cocklet ache for me? Or perhaps it would please you if I were to rest my head among the wild flowers, reach back, spread my backside, and offer you my tight little rosebud. I am ready for you, huntress, and your cute little cocklet is dripping wet from my mouth. Please give me your cock. Mount me. Enter me any way you wish, in my pussy or in my horse. Fuck yes, goddess, that feels so good. Push that perfect little cock into my ass. Spread my tight little hole. Push it in. That's it. That's it, sweet girl. All the way inside me. Press your thighs against mine. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I love it so much. I love squeezing you tight with my little hole. I can feel your swollen little shaft throbbing and pulsing inside me. Oh, now fuck me, pretty girl. Go ahead. Ram me by my thighs. Pump your hips, sweet huntress. Fuck my asshole with your swollen little cock. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, fuck my ass. Yes, 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 yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. Stuff me with that swollen little clitty. Yes, fuck yes. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Use my ass. Hi. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pump my tight little hole with your perfect little cow cock. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, just like that, just like that. Milk your cock with my asshole. Oh, fuck me hard. Please fuck me so hard, sweet huntress. Oh god, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, fuck me. Fill my tight little dry and butthole. Oh, pump me while I rub my little pussy. That's it, I'm so fucking wet. My pussy is so fucking wet while you pump my fucking ass. Yes, oh that's it, oh that's it. Oh, you're gonna come, sweet huntress, aren't you? Oh, yes, you're going to come inside my tight little asshole. Oh, fuck yes, do it. Do it. Do it. Make a mess inside me. Fill me with a nice big load. I need it. I need it so bad. I'll fill my ass with your milk. That's it. That's it. That's it. Fuck, that's it. Fuck. Fuck. I'm going to come too. I'm going to come. Oh, you fill my ass. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Yes. Yes, yes, oh fuck yes, come for me, come inside me, come in my ass, pump me full of cum, no, fuck, 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 I'm coming, 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 I'm coming, oh.
lungs. Fuck, sweet Huntress. Oh, lay with me among the wildflowers. By the goddess, that was incredible. No, don't take your cock out of my ass. Fuck. I want to feel you inside me still. I want to squeeze you and milk you with my tender hole just a little bit more. Oh, yes. Go ahead, sweet girl. You may put your arm around me. Trace my shape with your fingertips. Kiss softly along my neck. Oh, this is such a heavenly feeling. To lay in the soft grass with a beautiful maiden. To feel her warmth and her softness by my side. To feel her breath on my skin. Her tender young breasts teasing softly at my back. To be filled to the brim with such a big load of lovely, gooey cum. And to feel the precious last drops of seed milked from her tender cocklet as it softens inside my tight hole. Such a shame that this moment cannot last. Slowly now, withdraw your soft cock from my tender rear. Careful, you mustn't allow a single drop to escape. The milk that swirls within me is your offering to me. I accept it as a small token of your atonement. However, as sweet as it is to be so, so full with your cum, with your essence, your transgressions cannot be undone. Tell me, sweet Huntress, do you know what makes a snare so treacherous? A snare lures in its prey with the promise of something enticing. In time, a helpless victim approaches, overwhelmed with temptation, unable to see the trap laid before its very eyes. The victim enjoys a few fleeting moments of pleasure before the snap of the noose around its body. Now, a snare does not kill its victim instantly. Oh no, a snare is slow. A snare is cruel. Death may take hours. Days even. And in that time, bound tight in agonizing torment by the brutal grasp of the rope, unable to escape, the victim can do nothing but wait patiently for oblivion, or, resigned to its fate, partake of the final remnants of whatever it was that seduced it from the start, and accept whatever last bit of pleasure remains in their life. I have a confession, sweet Huntress. There is one other gift we Dryad possess that I could have mentioned prior to your stunning feminization. We have a power over men. The moment you lay your eyes on our bodies, you desire nothing else in all the world. Whatever dreams you had when you awoke this morning, whatever ambition you've pursued with each waking breath, They are cast in shadow by your desire to have me. I knew exactly what would happen to you, cruel hunter. I knew you would become the most beautiful and wanton little slut you've ever imagined. That you'd blossom the most perfect pert young breasts I've ever seen. And that your big fat cock would shrivel up into a delicious, adorable little cocklet. I knew your tender little balls would ache and swell with massive loads of the sweetest and creamiest gum I've ever tasted, and that you would fill me with your milk until I was brimming at both ends. Because that is what pleases me. That is how you would get what you desired. That was the bait. Now comes the noose. You'll hear them soon, approaching from the east. Goddess has ensured they'll find their way here. Cloaked riders on horseback, bandits, plunderers, lecherous ravishers. They'll be upon us soon. And what do you suppose they'll do when they come upon a beautiful, shapely, lustful young girl, all alone and naked in the forest? A girl with such perky tits and full buttocks and such a lovely little girl cock. Tell me, cruel hunter, after they've captured you, after they've caged your little cocklet and made you their whore, after they've fucked your mouth and your ass until they're raw, after you've swallowed so much cum you lose your grip on reality, will you then have learned not to hunt in this forest? Or will you simply lay back and accept whatever last bit of pleasure remains in your life?